is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, I hope you didn't listen to any of that game because you too would have been yelling at Julia and I going, come on, girls, you know this.
I listened to every last second.
It was fun.
Of today's.
So fun.
Yeah, totally fun.
But we know, but we don't know. And it's just maddening. It must be maddening to listen to. But it's a way of yelling at your radio and feeling good about yourself.
Maybe. There you go.
Well, you know, it's tricky, particularly of songs of the mid-70s, because it's like you know the song, but then you don't quite know the details about the song. But
if
then you're
any.
Like, if any, right. But right. You're like, I've heard this before. I know this Cher song, but what the heck is it called, right?
Oh,
so,
gosh. No,
it's always a delightful treat. Let's talk about a new tell-all memoir from Karl Lagerfeld's right-hand man,
Ooh.
Sebastian Jandot.
Okay.
He is set to release a tell-all book at
is
the end
boyfriend?
Of this month. Well, no, this is his bodyguard, so I suppose you can read into that what you will.
Oh, okay.
He's quite the handsome man. He was his chauffeur, Sebastian Jandot, who was first hired by Karl Lagerfeld when he was 15 years old to move around some 18th century furniture.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Is that what they call it?
Thank you. Exactly. I mean, read into it what you will.
I love that, Lori. That's pretty good.
Right, because soon after Sebastian was hired to move Karl Lagerfeld's furniture, we don't know if that is a figurative turn mm-hmm. of phrase or literally if he was schlepping around 18th century couches. Sebastian walked the runways for Chanel. He starred in Karl Lagerfeld men campaigns and then basically kind of was like a son to Karl Lagerfeld because by his reports, he was holding Karl Lagerfeld's hand when he passed away several years ago. And he was also one of the beneficiaries of Karl Lagerfeld's £178 million fortune.
Oh, he was? Okay,
yes.
Good. All right.
Yeah. So
he's very handsome, I think.
Oh, very
he
handsome.
Is? Okay.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this guy was moving furniture. Okay. So the name of the memoir is called How Are You, Dear Carl? That's what it's translated to in English. I'm not even going to bother trying to say the French iteration.
So it's just more of a sharing of his story. It's not any kind of a
tell all.
Like he's got terribly scandalous stories to share.
No, I don't think so. Jandot is kind of going on the record, maybe changing some of the stories that we had about Karl Lagerfeld a little bit, claiming that Karl Lagerfeld actually had prostate cancer, not pancreatic cancer, as had been reported.
Okay.
And Jandot is also talking about how Karl Lagerfeld would not let his illness get in the way of working, saying that he was working right until the very, very end. And that, you know, he would be working from his bed and that he would do photo shoots and campaigns and everything. He said, for me, Carl was kind of like a hero to face his illness like this.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a very loving story about Karl Lagerfeld. So that's going to be out at the end of the month. I don't know if there's going to be an English translation of this book as of yet. So there you go. I'm going to circle back to a story that you guys talked about in the Dirt Alert, or not the Dirt Alert. You Hollywood spoke this story, but now we have a little addition to this. Now MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is giving his words on this alleged romance with Jane Krakowski on a phone call to Page Six. So this is what Mike Lindell has to say about those rumors. He says, quote, I've never been to the Hamptons or that place in New York or whatever it is, the West Village. He says, quote, I've never even met her. I didn't even know who the lady was. I've never met her in my life. And in a separate voicemail to Page Six, Mike Lindell had a hard time pronouncing Jane Krakowski's last name.
So I thought it was the Sun that made up this story about these two, but it was the Daily Mail that made it up.
Yeah, well, and then Page Six also is saying that they first heard rumors about this back in November, but a friend of Jane's denied the rumors, with the insider saying, I don't know what the silly rumor came from, but it was circulating a while back, and it went away now, and now it's back again.
Oh,
it's so bizarre. It's
random. Well, sometimes, you know, there might be like some social experiment that's been going on to see how fast it can take for some kind of a rumor to become accepted as truth or something, or
well,
a lie.
Let's put out the rumor that Brad Pitt and I are in love.
Okay, all right, let's put
let's
that rumor
out. Let's see how quick
on.
That can go.
Well, just like Jane Krakowski, you're having a fantasy relationship with Brad Pitt and Reggie, mm-hmm. Reggie John Page, mm-hmm. but not Kermit the Frog.
No.
That's where you guys draw the line.
Jane really can do. Have that romance because she's a Broadway, you know, she loves singing and dancing.
She does.
Wonderful.
I don't like that one.
Erica Girardi has moved out of her home that she shared with her estranged husband, Tom Girardi.
Was that because she was kicked out?
Well, the source at People says that she's moved into a far more modest Los Angeles residence, saying Erica has been living in the house for a while and that she's made it her own space and that she loves it and she's doing well and happy.
Well, I mean, his brother is like really is legally trying to take a conservatorship over Tom.
Right.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. So Tom and Erica lived in a Pasadena home that was worth $15 million. Now, the source at People says that Erica Girardi is now living in a $1.5 million property.
And they didn't have a prenup or anything. Right. And I mean, her divorce, her breaking up with him and filing those papers was 100%. Plan because she's already going to be on the hook for a lot.
Yes, she is.
She needed to divorce him
before.
Oh, but
worse.
Yeah, he was. You know, yep. Like she was happy. Oh, what a! I don't know how she
lives with herself.
Oh, that's really bad.
It's really bad.
Ugh, yeah, it is really. Ugh, it is very, very terrible. And we're learning more details about what broke up Claire Crowley and Dale Moss.
Oh, she's still talking.
Can she stop? Well, I'm so bored with her.
Well, both their people are talking because they're both thirsty. So now, Page Six exclusively reporting that Dale Moss cheated on Claire with a woman named Eleonora. Srugo.
It wasn't just Eleonora. If you go to Dumois' Instagram account,
there were several others.
He was spotted out and about with multiple women for the, you know, as much as you could be out and about, you know,
some of us
coffee places.
Some of us wear days of the week underwear, and Dale had days of the week girlfriends.
Yes, Holly, that's exactly right.
Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome.
Wait till someone breaks it to Claire that that's what was going on.
Gone.
Kept going.
That how
so
long?
I had about that was been about 21 seconds or something.
Yeah, I mean that is a long note. She had a voice, you guys. She was
she
everything.
Still does. And she was singing
not
from
like
her diaphragm.
Not
not from her throat. I'm a throat singer. I should know.
Weird. Both of us are because we don't have good voices.
Rocco can sing from his diaphragm.
I listened to our podcast the other day and I heard the difference of our horrible voices to his.
Yes, I know it.
It's like us with Donnie. I mean, you people are professionals. Lori and I just sit here. I mean,
I'm horrible. I sing from the throat and I can't carry a tune. My main key is flat.
Mm-hmm. And I can't speak English, which is always such a perfect job.
If you ever want to throw a bone to Julia, give her Barbara Streisand trivia. That's her Elvis.
Oh, you're right. I've noticed that.
You are so right, Lori. Yeah. That's Elvis.
You know, I would never argue anything Barbara Streisand with you.
But she really, and if you want to watch great movies, Funny Girl, Funny Lady, What's Up, Doc? She had good timing.
December, Casey and I watched Funny Lady.
I'd watch The Main Event even again with Ryan O'Neal.
We watched that.
That still works, I think.
Like, we watched that early in the pandemic in, like, March.
The Main Event.
Oh, yeah.
Extra.
She was so pretty in that.
Mm-hmm. My dad had the album.
All right, can we get to our weekend picks?
Sorry, they're presented? Brought to us by AARP Minnesota, and you can go to aarp.org/mn. They really have there's great resources there. Check them out. All right, who's going first?
Probably Rocco.
All right, Rocco.
You know, I'm a little light on the picks today. I've been trying to look up to see if anybody out there is like showing the Packers game outdoors this weekend.
Oh.
Because I think that'd be fun, and I haven't found
Green
it yet.
Bay.
Yeah, right. I know Gabe's. I just went to Gabe's in the Park website.
Yes.
They're kind of known as a Packers bar. And they said, yeah, we're going to have it on, blah, blah, blah. But I believe that's indoors. I'm not a person that's been doing a lot of indoor dining and stuff. But if that's your thing, go watch the Packers game because that's pretty fun. That's the 2 o'clock game on Sunday.
That's going to be a good game.
And maybe some of these breweries, like Monster Lake or...
Yeah, you know, somebody was telling me, and that's the other thing. Some buddies of mine went to Lake Monster, mm-hmm. and you can reserve a table. Lake Monster's near us. It's at about it's at about Vandalia and 94. And you can reserve a table for four and get, like, either a wood fireplace or gas fireplace at your table.
Right.
And I was talking to somebody about that. And so maybe that'd be a good place.
And they have a food truck. And
yeah.
We were going to go there tonight.
We were going to go there tonight. And then
we decided we're too cold.
It's cold. But supposedly, yeah, I went to their website and you can get reservations. And my friends had a great time. So that is good. And then I was looking up, you know, the second game is Buffalo and Kansas City. Yes. And so I looked up, you know, some places that have good buffalo wings. Yeah, so why don't you visit Runyon's is open. D-Spot in Maplewood is known for their wings. The Blue Door in Longfellow and
St. Paul.
Yeah, I also by Como, I think they have one. Mm-hmm. So get some wings, watch some football. That's what I'll be doing.
I love that. And I love the shout out to Runyon's because they were the original, as far as I was concerned, mm-hmm. in the Buffalo category. Right, should I give you my picks?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say that AMC movie theaters are open. And two good movies that I've heard that are good. It'd be go fun. You could get popcorn and you could feel
I'm assuming you have to make a reservation.
You do, of course, yes, and there's social distancing and everything going on. But News of the World with Tom Hanks is supposed to be really good.
It's supposed to be very, very good.
And Promising Young Woman with Keri Mulligan is supposed to be good, too.
So those are both at AMC?
They're both at AMC. I just looked at Rosedale because it's right by the station. So it would feel like, you know, kind of normal.
Yes.
Kind of normal. And then also when we had on... our friend, whose name is just completely out of my mind, Rick Nelson from the Star Tribune, he talked about the How restaurants that welcome dogs, and they have the ice thing going out on outside, and also the Free House and Lowry's have some cool, you know, outdoor things with cocktails and stuff going on this week. So some Blue Plate restaurants, which we love to support. So back to you now.
Okay. Well, I just have a couple music picks. So Debbie Duncan, there's a family fundraiser tonight at the Minnesota Music Cafe and some people from Mambo's Combo. And you, who knows? There's going to be all kinds of people that are going to be showing up. But you do, Minnesota Music Cafe, they ask you to make a reservation.
They do.
But that place is big.
And high ceilings and wide spaces. You really do feel like you're in a huge spot.
Yeah, like kind of
Chan
a theater.
Chan Hassan has some stuff going on,
it's
too.
Big, yeah, and the Chan tomorrow. So that's for Debbie because we lost her in December. And anyway, just amazing, amazing woman, amazing musician. And then, of course, she performed many, many times at the Chan Hassan in different tribute bands and stuff. And so she... you know, I was looking at their schedule and I was like, oh, Debbie would have been in this one. But tonight, if there's tickets, if you're a Tom Petty fan, Free Fallen's playing and they do the tribute to Petty. But go to the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater to see if there's tickets for tonight. The show's at 8. Tomorrow night, this is tomorrow night, excuse me, the Free Fallen at Chan. So tomorrow
I love it. This is tomorrow night.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Belfast Cowboys are doing the Hook Minneapolis.
Nice. Yeah, Terry Walsh, right?
Yeah, he's always great. Their band is so fun. And then there's a Kylie Minogue digital drag party.
Oh, fun.
Flip Phone events tomorrow night at 9. And then on Sunday, Flip Phone at 1 is doing a Poops Creek digital drag, just the Moiras alone would be amazing for that. And again, flipphoneevents.com. And then Mick Sterling is doing the Soul of Daryl Hall and John Oates show at the Chan Sunday night.
Nice.
And again,
and you can get meal, you know, you can get the full meal and experience there, and it's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. So that's happening. But yeah, you got to call everywhere always for the reservations, movies, all of that until we all get vaccinated.
And tonight, the Mega Millions jackpot. Do you know how much it's up to?
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
I didn't even buy a ticket.
Well, there's a Speedway next to us.
There's
Meet you there at 6:05.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
This is how it goes up. The story about how big it is, it just like it goes. Casey left me a couple power balls the other day and I said, wherever you got this, we had like five numbers, you know, like 62, 64, 60. We had like five numbers in the sixes. And I'm like, that seems like it should be a winner, just the fact of getting that.
No kidding.
Didn't win us a thing.
I know it.
I mean, I don't get what these odds are.
One in a billion. One in a billion, or one in like 800 million, yeah, or something crazy.
All right, listen, we got to go. We'll be right back. Friend Brian Bradford, you know who we are. He tweeted us. He's like, yeah, that was the theme for Soul Train.
Yeah, Mary sent us the same thing.
Yeah, so, and okay, that's something to watch. American Soul on BET, the drama.
Oh, that's right.
About, you know, Don Cornelius and that whole story. That I really, if you love 70s stuff and you like kind of a soap opera and you like a dramedy, I thought BET did a good job. I really like the guy. I'm a fan of that show. I hope it comes back. But I'm like, hello. So thank you, Brian, for reminding us of that. I have a review. I watched, you know, longtime TV boyfriend, one time in person boyfriend.
Which one?
Walking by the Bellagio.
Which guy are we talking about?
Jared Padalecki.
Oh, did you watch Walker?
I watched Walker on the CW.
You hated it. It's not for us.
No, I don't know. I'll give it a couple more episodes, but positives. Positive.
Okay, let's.
Jared Padalecki in double belt buckle.
Okay.
Jared Padalecki in a cowboy hat.
Okay.
Jared Padalecki in, you know, a big truck.
So you could just look at pictures of him and have the same experience.
Yeah, and you know his wife is in this, and he lives in Austin. It's filmed in Austin. It's really, I mean, like if you're having Austin nostalgia, show will be. I mean, it's like rich. It's filmed.
We had an email from a listener in Austin, Texas today who said she wants to know more about her book club. I listen every day from Austin, Texas.
Well, I'm telling you, Austin folks have got to be proud. So I will just say that maybe it was just the first episode is setting up a lot in one episode.
Okay.
I will not take it off the DVR, Julia.
Does he do? Does he solve crimes every time?
He's a Texas Ranger.
Oh, all right, fine.
Which, whatever, you know, Rangers it's got do. Really nothing to do with the other story except for the name.
Okay.
All right. And he's 38, so he seems young to me to have high school kids.
People in Texas get married early.
Well, no, you know what it is? It's he's been on TV so long. Jared has.
So does he in real life have kids?
Yeah, but I think they might be, you know, like 7 and 9. Okay. You know, he's only 38. He's like teenage mom, like my mom. Yes, my mom had 20-year-olds when she was, you know, 38.
Right.
So it can happen. Imagine. It can happen. But anyway, I think he lives in Austin, and I think he was on Gilmore Girls. Then he was on some other show. I can't think of it. And then he was 15 years on Supernatural.
Was it 15 years?
Yeah, and he's executive producing, and I think he's just like, you know, he has this idea, and I'm willing to give it a chance, but it seems like it could just be like, if they could up just once a week, he solves different crimes or something like that. Right. Like because I don't really, you know what a Texas Ranger does. Like, do we have Minnesota Rangers?
We do. The Rangers are the people that all I know about the Rangers is.
You know nothing. You're going to make it up.
No, I know something because Rangers would ride on the airplanes after 9/11.
But those aren't like Minnesota.
Those are air marshals.
They're air marshals.
Okay.
Rangers.
So
Ford makes a truck or Jeep does called a Ranger.
So I don't know what
there's a store called Marshalls.
Yeah, I don't know what Texas Rangers even are.
And if you stand 35W South, you go straight to Austin, Texas. I moved there once for a guy for 6 weeks. I know the route.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
35, you can go from Duluth all the way to Austin, Austin all the way to Duluth.
Straight there.
Two good music towns. In the right time of the year. But anyway, so, you know, we'll see it.
Promising.
It's promising, possibly.
All right. Well, thank you. That was an interesting review.
It was.
Look at the pictures.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do. I'm a sucker for a man in a double belt buckle. I'm not going to lie. And we got some Texas two-stepping.